Good morning, good morning. You're tuned into 2SER Breakfast. I'm Marlene Even, keeping you company this Thursday morning. It is 8:15, which means it's time to take a look at what is happening in our cinemas, what is coming out. To do that, we are joined by Michael. Good morning.
Good morning, Marlene. I've only seen one film coming out today.
Okay.
That's a Canadian-Irish co-production, and it's called Death of a Ladies Man, and it stars Gabrielle Byrne, who's in films like The Usual Suspects and Miller's Crossing, Brian Gleeson, who was in Hellboy and Logan Lucky, he's also the son of Brendan and brother of Domhnall, Karel Tremblay, Carolina Barchak, Suzanne Clement, Joel Bissonnette, and Jessica Paré. That'd probably be the French-Canadian connection. This film is also written and directed by Matt Bissonnette, who made a film quite a few years ago called Looking for Leonard, and you don't have to go too far to find Leonard Cohen, that is, in this film, as renditions of at least half a dozen of his songs feature very prominently in the soundtrack, and elements of Leonard Cohen sprinkled throughout the dialogue in the film as well. These bits of soundtrack usually accompanying a hallucination from our main character, Samuel O'Shea, played by Gabrielle Byrne. Samuel O'Shea is a poetry professor. He does have a way with the ladies, or he did have a way with the ladies, but this has cost him two marriages, emotional distance from his two adult children, a drinking problem, and has stopped him from writing the great North American novel. Regrets? He has a few. Then, after one boozy night, he meets his dead father, played by Gleeson.
Wow.
And a few days later, he's diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer. Will Samuel be able to reconnect with his children? Will he ever find true love? And will he ever get around to writing that great North American novel? How much of what we're seeing is real? And what are just Samuel's hallucinations? He's probably not really having conversations with his dead dad or watching his son perform an ice hockey ballet to a Leonard Cohen number. And does he even travel to Ireland to try and finish his novel? And is he really even dying? Maybe he's just suffering from alcoholic dementia. You'll just have to have a look at the film and make up your own mind. Now, whilst the surrealist nature of this film may seem a bit too ridiculous for some, I really enjoy the blurring of lines between reality and fantasy. Both sides are essential elements in this story of a man trying to reconcile with his past and attempt to live the best life he can while he can. Because, as his father keeps reminding him, life is short, but it's a great ride and we should make the most of it and do the things most important to us. Now, Gabrielle Byrne, he's perfectly cast. He's got that easy Irish brogue and charm and those fading good looks, with a smile that conceals a heart full of regrets, sorrow and missed opportunities. There's definitely a melancholy tone to this film, but it's also very funny at times as well. Of course, you know, when the word death is in the title of the film, it does imply melancholy, doesn't it? But don't let that put you off. Like I said, there is plenty of stuff to laugh at as well. Death of a Ladies Man is a moving and ultimately uplifting experience, albeit a very weird one. But what else could you expect from a film which has so many references to the work of Leonard Cohen in it? I'll finish with a quote from the man himself. Live your life as if it's real, a thousand kisses deep. Not everything in this film is real, but it's worth a few kisses and definitely some love from an audience.
Sounds amazing. Definitely a mix of genres there.
My word.
Thank you, Michael.
Pleasure.